Hello, everybody, and welcome back to
Willy's Wonderland,
the second episode of Come Cackle with Walrus Wizard and Mom. Today, as Walrus Wizard so excitedly shouted, we are doing a fresh off the watch. Can that be a thing?
Sure.
We are doing a review
fresh off the punch cola
of a delightful little movie we just watched by the name of Willy's Wonderland.
You want a movie where Nicolas Cage goes Rambo on a bunch of evil animatronics, then I give you Willy's Wonderland.
Yes, yes. The latest in the animatronic horror films.
Yes. I'll go over the story, but I will go over it slow.
First.
Oh.
Dog butt on the couch. Yes. Thank you.
Don't worry, I will smush him as revenge.
Willy's Wonderland. There will be spoilers. We will go through
everything,
our
scene by scene.
Honest opinions. I do want to, because we talked at the end of our first episode about parents' guides. Okay, so we have a couple PSAs, public service announcements, if you will, warnings, disclosures, what have you. The Parents Guide, if you Google it for this movie, is pretty accurate as far as the S and nudity category goes, yes. Which is really our only concern because
it's just one dumb scene they cut back to three or four times before they get violently eaten by an alligator.
Two of the characters. There is no actual nudity, but it is obvious what they're doing because they show them with clothes on.
I wouldn't mind their scenes that much if they all ended with someone getting eaten by an alligator.
I mean, that is kind of the stereotype, though, right? Stupid. Like, if you do that in a horror movie, you're going to die. That's just...
I mean, if you're stupid enough to do it, you're stupid enough to die.
That's right. You keep that motto until you're married. Otherwise, yes. You die. Pearls of wisdom from Mom. That particular scene does start right at, like, 43 minutes and a couple seconds exactly, so...
If
I just wanted to throw that out there.
If you have problems with flashing lights, like it can mess with your head or seizure, stroke or
light
something.
Light sensitivity.
There's just a lot of flashing lights at one point where it's supposed to be this guy with glasses who I don't think they even say his name. He gets killed.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be creepy because every time the light flashes back on, the animatronics get closer and closer, but it goes so fast.
Very Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes, it just goes, all you're seeing is blue light, black light, blue light, black light, blah, 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 I can't talk.
I appreciate you pointing that out, because that's,
Again, you'll be able to tell when it's over, because Tito the Turtle, who I don't know whether to find hilarious or offensive, considering he's a Mexican turtle with a sombrero who speaks in Spanish and doesn't even use subtitles until the climax of the movie.
They do subtitle, though.
I mean, in the last quarter of the movie he was talking earlier, and
only
he was
to
just
say,
like,
ouch, my balls.
Yeah, just so they could say, oh!
Oy.
Or him going, oh, poop at the end before getting run over.
So, last disclaimer, we're a little amped up. We kind of, this is our second run at this. Our recording stopped recording last time, and so we had to go back and do everything all over again.
And I hate that.
I do want to point out that I am not... Well, I get he's really popular. He's a big, like, cult following.
Everyone get your booze ready. My mom doesn't like Nicolas Cage.
And by booze, he means boo. Not alcoholic beverages.
I didn't say booze. I said
booze.
I said booze.
You're only 13.
Booze? Oh my gosh, I can't say
that's
booze.
That's exactly.
I can't say booze.
That's like
right.
Booze and horror.
horror.
he over.
I have to overpronounce the "er." It because sounds otherwise like I'm saying a naughty word.
Yeah, otherwise he feels. Like he's,
blame my mom for that because she kept pointing it out every time she pointed out.
Oh, okay.
To well, be fair,
bad parenting. Check.
I'm kidding.
I am not.
We're
a fan.
Good people. Don't judge us.
We are good people. High five.
Oh, shoot, the people we kidnapped are down there. I gotta keep lying that we're good people and go finish them off.
Okay, well, he goes and checks on our invisible kidnapping hostages. I am not a fan of Nicolas Cage. I do not think he is a good actor. That being said, I do very much like Nicolas.
Because the joke of the entire movie is that he doesn't talk. Mom likes him, because he doesn't talk in this movie.
No, it's funny, because I don't like him as an actor, but I love his movies. I watch them, he makes really quirky movies that I very much enjoy. Actually, no, the one movie I do love his acting in is Raising Arizona, because...
I don't know what that is. Stop changing the subject. We're talking about Willy's Wonderland.
It just feels natural. I like him when he's a psychopath. I like him even more when he's a psychopath that doesn't talk for reasons which have not been made aware to us. I don't know if he just can't talk or if he's just like...
He just doesn't talk in the movie.
Doesn't care to.
Okay, I'm gonna go over the story, but slowly. I'll go over it slowly, because we gotta get this out of the way to talk about the stuff we want to talk about.
Well...
Okay.
No, so you take a deep breath, and then there's
Okay, so the janitor, a.k.a. Cage, a.k.a. Nicolas Cage, the cage man, the cage meister.
Oh, my gracious. There may be...
So he's driving his car disowning. Before he gets Texas Chainsaw Massacre trapped, pulled over.
Well, he hits a spike strip and the hillbilly tow truck guy pulls up and...
He says he'll give him money to fix his car if he spends the night cleaning Willy's Wonderland, so he does.
Which Willy's Wonderland is an old, attraction, like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Does it exist or not? I would believe that Willy's Wonderland once existed. I could believe
There used to be an amazing place here in Portland, Oregon when I was growing up. I think they closed in like 1996 and opened maybe in the 70s, but it was called the Organ Grinder, and they had stuff like that and this huge organ, and it would play music and blow bubbles. They had pizza. But this and like Chuck E. Cheese always freaked me out just because there's that like...
What about the Banana Splits? We got a movie about them, and that movie was great.
I feel the same way about animatronics that I feel about mannequins. There's just something...
Yeah, and if they're coming at you, my mom, you're going to freak out.
Yeah, I mean...
I almost said my mom's going to freak out, but I said you'd freak out if they
were
coming
at you. I'm the only person that could legitimately watch Tourist Trap from the 70s and be like... frozen in fear because they're... And it's so corny and they're so poorly done, but I don't like animatronics. I don't love mannequins. This place was like a Chuck E. Cheese back in the day. It was run by a guy who was a serial killer, and him and his staff would take families back to the fun time zone or the super fun room, and they would kill them.
Oh, wait, I probably can't say murder because it involves children. They moided them.
Moigle.
They moided
Myrtleized.
Bring in Jake the dog. Hold on, man. We don't know this lady was moited.
So they would kill these people in the back room. When the authorities came to shut him down, they performed some Charles Lee Ray-esque, as I'm putting in.
Which, before we continue,
and the souls go. The souls go into the animatronics.
Okay. I'm going to go on a rant here. We have Willy Weasel, Gus Gorilla, Siren Sarah the Fairy, Cammy Chameleon, terrifying, Tito Turtle, hilarious yet offensive,
Nighty Night,
Muppet, a.k.a.
Swedish Chef,
if he got mixed up in some sort of Dungeons & Dragons cosplay.
Oh, nice.
And who else we got?
You did Gus Gorilla.
I said Gus.
So now your nemesis.
No, we got one other one I'm forgetting. Oh, Artie Alligator. I love Artie Alligator.
I wrote them down here.
Then we got Ozzy Ostrich. And yes, all these animatronics are built around what animal they are. Every person who killed themselves to be an animatronic clearly chose what animatronic to be. Because if the
clearly
Wilson
to
guy
you,
is
going to
be
just
Willy
coincidence.
The Weasel, he chose to be Willy the Weasel. Who in their ever farting mind would choose to be Ozzy Ostrich for the sheer fact he doesn't have arms? How are you going to kill someone with your head? Which, by the way, going for the head is what gets him killed first in the movie. What's the advantage you get if you become a giant metallic ostrich?
Can ostriches fly?
No.
No?
They're flightless birds like penguins or chickens.
But don't they run like mad fast?
Yes, but he didn't run. He walked
I'm just asking.
Towards him.
Just the image of like a gigantic bird
trying to move around and
running.
He flailed his neck around at Nicolas Cage like a pool floaty, and then he got killed.
He's like a pool noodle.
Yeah, he was attacking him for like 30 seconds with his pool noodle neck, and then Nicolas Cage just broke a broom and killed him.
He was very upset through the entire movie about this, just itching, couldn't wait to get this information out there. That
and
who
I don't
in the
know
world?
No one's gonna care because it's a funny scene. You see him brace the broom and the face on the ostrich is like, oh, crap.
Maybe he drew the short straw. Maybe he was like the newest guy to the crew and it was
no,
like, oh, yeah, you're the ostrich.
Now, if they all did it, then they all know each other well. So clearly they all chose. My other animatronic complaint, Gus Gorilla, though very awesome and I love his tiny top hat. Clearly, he's a strong gorilla, so there's
yeah.
a lot of stinking stuff you can do with
him. Well, he's
him,
a gorilla,
like,
yeah.
Like, crush a skull in, zombie style, or throw someone off a building. I'm kind of disappointed that Gus didn't get to kill anyone.
Yeah.
Because there was too much potential. He got to say, like, awesome food jokes to Cage in the bathroom, and then...
That's true.
He got impaled in the face with a plunger and then curve stomped into a porta potty.
He
was
trying to play
beautiful.
Like a Candyman meets Ghostface, like hide and seek in the bathroom stalls with Nicolas Cage.
You're getting closer. You're as hot as a pancake on a grill and just as delicious.
So there's a girl who lives with the sheriff. Her family is one of the families that was killed.
Bag.
So the sheriff took the little girl and, like, raised her as her own and chained
her
to a radiator.
Of course, all good parents chained her to a radiator whenever she
gave her a bucket.
Gave her a bucket and said there's food probably miles out of her reach.
Yeah.
And said, love you too, after she calls her a female dog, I'm pretty sure. That's actually a word to call a female dog.
Yes. So this girl, her name is Liv. Liz.
Is half the battle. References.
This girl and her 5 or 6 friends go to Willy's to burn it down.
Well, they gotta get the janitor out.
But they want to get him out because they don't want him to die.
He doesn't listen, even though he clearly has killed 2 of them before they got there.
Yeah. So she goes in through the air vent. They hear her scream, so they decide to go to the roof and find a way in.
Only to collapse
to bust through
a rough house.
And very conveniently, all land right in the ball pit.
Well,
of all places.
Well, they're not going to die from falling. They're going to get killed by animatronics.
I know,
it
was a little too convenient.
If
like,
you're in a slasher film, anything other than the slasher isn't going to kill you.
Would they be a slasher? I wouldn't classify this as a slasher.
If it involves a group of people trying to stop a threat and the threat keeps killing them off one by one, it's pretty much a slasher. Just a different kind of slasher. It's a group slasher, like the Banana Splits.
Okay.
I don't know if this is better or lesser.
They're all just horror movies
horror.
To me. Horror.
Horror.
Okay, so... oh, yeah, so the sheriff... Did I mention that the sheriff and them, and they make a deal, they'll feed... Yeah,
yeah
they
feed
people
feed
off the highway.
Feed people off the streets to them.
So, Nicolas Cage...
Sacrifices!
...is cleaning... He is giving Willy's Wonderland the business. I mean... I need to mention what a wonderful housekeeper he must be.
He's into cleaning this whole time.
And he looks so happy. He's very thorough. Like, he looks like he's cleaned some stuff.
He finds this stinking pinball machine. He cleans it up. Every time it's his break, he just chugs his soda, throws it in the trash can, and starts, yeah, like...
Yeah.
He starts breakdancing and playing pinball.
When the Digimon or the Tamagotchi or Tamaguchi, what were those things called? You wouldn't know. when that thing goes off on his wrist and lets him know it's time to take his diabetes medication.
It's not diabetes.
He goes to the little break room where he's filled the fridge with a case of punch from his trunk.
I'm just going to call it
It's got a picture of a fist on it, and it just says punch. I think we ruled out that we don't think it's beer. Fox thinks it might be soda. I think it might be some sort of Jolt Cola Bang situation.
Chug that many energy drinks.
Rainbow Unicorn Bangs in one day. I don't know how I'm still alive, but I'm pretty sure that contributed to my current heart condition.
People are gonna see this.
So, I think based on his, like, kind of erratic behavior after he would drink them and his...
Every time he drinks one. Other than he's screaming when he goes, "Oh, see the ostrich!" And him...
The only noise he makes is this overly satisfied after he drinks one of his punches.
He just doesn't talk at all.
So he's a fantastic cleaner. Every time his watch goes off, he takes his breaks very seriously. He goes, has a break, crushes a can.
Kevin Chameleon's about to kill the sheriff's daughter and about to fight him. He raises his fists up.
His watch goes off. He hands her a switchblade.
It's time to feed your Digimon. And walks away to go have his break.
Yeah. And hands her a switchblade and just walks off.
Yeah, and he just goes off and has a break, and then he comes back. And then he comes back. He kills it. He kills it in less time than it took him to be on his break.
But he goes, and while he is playing pinball, let me note, I live for his dance moves.
Yeah, right before he goes to fight Willy, he just gets into, like, a break dance.
He does, he's got, like, some Vogue move that he does with his hand by his face. There's a spin at one point, and his hair's all mussy.
He does a fist pump in the air at one point.
Yes, he does.
Okay, to be honest, I'm surprised they wouldn't do this because it's kind of a horror comedy in a few places.
I was going to say, I think they'd label it as that.
I'm surprised that when he's fighting Willy, they didn't stumble into the thing and Willy, like, collapsed into the pinball machine and that, like, set Cage over the edge and he just goes beast mode and rages.
Because he broke the pinball machine?
He broke his heart of joy, so he just think it starts going. He starts going Hulk on that furry... I almost swore.
No, let's not.
That furry effer.
So, let's see. I would say my favorite kill. Yeah,
favorite kills.
Is going to be Gus Gorilla.
That person they killed.
Oh, well, he was my favorite kill.
Same here. He's the best animatronic.
Nicolas Cage had just finished cleaning this disgusting bathroom.
Yeah, I told you. He gets impaled with a plunger in the mouth and curve stomped into a porta potty.
Well, there you go. That was my favorite kill. No point in me rehashing it.
Then you rehash it.
I'm telling you, that was my favorite one.
You're as hot as a pancakes on a grill and just as delicious.
He had just cleaned this bathroom that looked like a gas station bathroom that hadn't been cleaned since 1965. Did a beautiful job. It looked great. And then all of a sudden, Gus Gorilla just starts, you know, playing Ghostface Candyman hide and seek with him. And guess which stall I'm hiding in?
Of course, the last one. And he swings down and Monkey kicks him in the face.
And
they start rough hassling.
Cage gets him in the mouth with a plunger. Slams him into the wall, opens his mouth over the urinal, and curb stomps him on the urinal, just destroying his face.
It kind of explodes.
Which is just very disgusting and brutal, and I love every second of it.
The more I think about it, even though his face got destroyed, he didn't really stomp his head, so I bet you his carcass still has his little top hat on.
Ooh, and I did like that after every animatronic he killed, he would do, like, the Predator, and he was, like, removing their spine or, like, the thing in them.
Yeah, he was just kind of being sure they were dead.
But, like, the
and
Predator
he just
where
piled
he...
them all up against the exit he can't get out of.
What's the one,
fast?
Predators, where he's collecting the spines on the island?
Every Predator movie involves them collecting
the I know,
a
but
skull.
The one where they're, like, the super Predators, and they fight each other,
yeah,
and it's...
all
yeah.
of them. All the Predators involve
So it
skulls.
Felt like that. And then every time he would kill one, he would, like, bag them up in garbage bags and re-clean the area where the fight went down.
I mean, there was a crack in the wall when he fought Gus, and he just put duct tape over it because he can't fix a crack in the wall.
He got hit in the face by the ostrich the very first time, and he tore off a little piece
of... got slightly slashed by a pencil, because to be honest, well, a pencil could kill someone faster than Ozzy Ostrich could. A pencil's gonna kill someone faster than a no-armed animatronic. I'm never gonna get over that. I'm never gonna get over the
what
fact
if he
that
sat
some
on you?
Guy chose... I'm gonna be the ostrich! What if... I'm gonna kill someone, no. Ostrich!
But what if he sat on you and smothered you like Limu Emu? Limu Emu!
I'll kick him in the egg hole and throw him off me!
Yeah,
hey, clearly, if they feel pain, kicking them in the nards is gonna hurt the ostrich.
He took his cleaning job very seriously.
Yeah, I was thinking punch my fist into the chest and take out the heart.
Yeah.
Go stinking. I don't know if Rambo ever does that. I've never seen a Rambo film. Does he, like, rip some guy's heart out? What's a movie where someone rips a guy's heart out with his bare hands?
You know, all I'm gonna say is, and I'm gonna swear here, is you don't fuck with John Rambo. Okay? You just don't. You don't. There's
Wait,
nothing.
How would Rambo fare in this situation? He can't set traps in a children's amusement zone.
He wouldn't need to set traps. Okay,
he's just gonna stick and tackle them to the ground and rip out their throats.
He probably could.
I mean, he's gonna have a bow and arrow, but that's gonna like deflect off metal.
I don't know about now, like where Stallone's looking a little more like Kenny Rogers and like.
Stop making Rambo jokes. I haven't seen Rambo before. I only know Rambo really because he's in Mortal Kombat as DLC.
I'm gonna have to. Ooh.
Yeah, don't you know that?
No.
I told you Rambo's in there as DLC. So
is that
RoboCop.
New? Is that not the one that we have? RoboCop?
Okay.
I remember my dad took me and my brother to see RoboCop in the theater.
Oh,
and
no,
I
not
guarantee,
this story again.
And not this story again, but I guarantee I was not old enough to see that movie.
Of course you weren't.
That movie. I can't remember, but I think he might have actually like gotten up and left the theater with us and realized like, whoa, this is not what we expected it to be.
RoboCop.
I don't know if we could Google the year RoboCop came out or the age I was.
Okay. Let me explain this Mortal Kombat DLC thing to you. We have Pack 1, including Spawn, Joker, Nightwolf, Sindale.
Right. Ooh, Nightwolf's my dude, because I can transform into my, like, spirit wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has a
but Rambo and RoboCop?
Listen to me.
So Combat Pack 2. Combat Pack 2.
Okay.
Which I showed you in Dad the trailer for because I knew from the ending they revealed RoboCop.
Okay.
I showed it to you. It comes with a bonus addition to the story mode where you play as like Shang Tsung, the Nightwolf, and this.
Is it
other
one of the Jonas
dude.
Brothers?
No.
Because then it would be a bonus Jonas.
Oh, stop it. So the DLC for Chapter 2 and 3, there's two characters and a guest star.
Okay.
Chapter 2 had two characters I hate and couldn't care less about, Fusion and Shiva. Who wants Fusion and Shiva over Reptile?
It's going to happen for you one day.
It better. I disown Netherrealm.
Whoa. Can you even disown the Netherrealm?
Okay. Yeah. So Fusion, Shiva, and then at the end of the trailer... Shang Tsung's all like, no one can predict what happens next. Not even me. And then it cuts to black. RoboCop, because the guest stars can't get involved in the story mode because they can't, their universes can't clash with the Mortal Kombat one. So they just showed this to show that he's another DLC character. There's a bunch of cops like, 5-5-4, we need backup! Get in here! And then you just hear mechanic noises and you see RoboCop just come on in. He pulls out a gun.
Yes.
You're under arrest, dirtbag.
Ugh.
And then Rambo, first off, I said how mad I was in Combat Pack 3 when Melina was revealed, because you know my ever-dying hatred for Melina. Rain was revealed, who I'm fine with. I only care Rain is there because in one of his fatalities, you can see Smoke, Ermac, and Reptile in the background. All characters I'm happy making DLC if they do.
I like that name, Ermac. It reminds me of, temple's name from Legend of the Hidden Temple?
I love how we went from Willy's Wonderland to Mortal Kombat.
Is he a tiki guy? Or like a god? Like a temple god?
He's made of a bunch of souls of dead warriors. He's made up of 1,000 souls, and he uses, like, magic and telekinesis.
But does
and
he
he's,
look
like pulled together with a bunch of bandages.
Isn't that the thing?
Sorcerer.
I wish I could phone a friend through the podcast and be like, hey, guys,
who's
I wish this was live. Ermac, isn't that the temple dude from Legends of the Hidden Temple, the old Nickelodeon game show? And you would have to go through, like, Ermac's temple and
Ermac,
and you had to collect the three pieces of the monkey and put the peg in his yuha.
I'm going guess gorilla noises to get your attention. Ermac, for your information, I'm going all, like,
it's not Urkel Mac
here. Ermac.
He straightened his glasses
Ermac
with one finger.
Ermac debuted in Mortal Kombat 3 back in, like, 1990-something, long before some Nickelodeon game show could come out with the same name.
That was in the
90s. 1970, 1980.
How old do you think I am?
No. Hey. 1980. Okay. So the trailer begins. Rain comes out. He's all like, he doesn't say anything. I'm just gonna say, I'm Rain. Yeah. Some Tarkatan who's Baraka, the best stinking character in all of fighting game history.
Okay.
Here's what I thought was gonna happen, because it starts off the perfect reveal for Reptile to walk out of the shadows. He gets pulled down by an invisible force and dragged into a bush, and his head goes flying out.
Whoa.
Immediately, walking out of those bushes should have been Reptile, because that's exactly what Reptile would do. No. It's Melina, licking her sigh and ready to be like, I'm a dirty, inappropriate fighter. Let's fight, Rain.
Oh! Wait, so what about Rambo?
I'm telling you, they start fighting and sawing at each other.
Okay.
And then Melina almost sets off a trap and a giant net flies up, catching a bunch of leaves. And then you see the back of a bunch of long hair from the back and a dude just walking out of the shadows. And Melina's like, who are you, warrior? And Rambo...
Jesse Ventura.
Rambo holds up his gun. Rambo holds up his gun and walks out, and he's just like, your worst nightmare. He literally does that.
That was the sound and motion of him, like, I think fake holding, like, a machine gun and going side to side.
Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. That was a mistake. Okay, back to Willy's Wonderland. This is still talking about Willy's Wonderland.
Okay. There's always time
for... If you want to play as Rambo and RoboCop, just buy it.
There's always time for Rambo, RoboCop, and Mortal Kombat DLC.
Yeah. I swear if Reptile doesn't make it, I swear my...
He will disown Netherrealm?
Netherrealm, how could you? He's the second best MK character. Second to Baraka, and a little better than Cabal, who is the third best. Back to Willy's Wonderland.
A little slappy. Party on the top floor.
My favorite kill.
Yeah, what was your favorite kill? Tell me all about it.
I told you about it. When Willy shows up behind the dirtbag sheriff and Sigan slaps the top half of her off.
Oh, yeah.
He just Sigan slices
her
top
clean.
Off.
And then there's
just...
like a 10-second break, and then there's like blood pyrotechnics, like a Motley Crue show shooting out of her in blood.
Oh!
Least favorite kill. Excuse me.
Most favorite, least favorite. There are quite a few off screen. I guess probably the guy who gets killed in the lights.
Okay.
Just because I can't really make that, even though it's not that off screen compared to the other kills, it's just too hard to make out, so I don't like it. Like the first kill in the Friday reboot, it's a good setup, but it was too hard to see.
I feel like they all...
Even with the terrible, dirty scene, at least when they get killed by Artie Alligator, it's at least graphic, and I can appreciate that they gave Artie Alligator 2 kills.
Yeah.
That I can appreciate.
I just feel that they...
I guess Gus died and gave one of his free kills to Artie.
Oh, passed it on.
He passed it on as his dying words
like
with his curved stomped
face. Your leftover tickets to another kid at the counter.
There's a deleted scene. Artie comes in the bathroom and sees Gus and he's like, Gus, no. My brother. What did they do to you, brother?
He reaches on his last breath. Tag me in.
That fool.
tag match.
That fool mashed my potatoes, Artie. He mashed me up like potatoes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not gonna make it.
It just turns into like a
film. Promise me, Artie. Promise me, Artie. Promise you what, brother? Kill the two idiots having an S scene in the room right next to me.
Do we have Macho Man coming in?
And then Artie just drops down at his knees and goes, no. For that, I'm going to kill those two idiots having an S scene in the room right over. Oh, hi there. I don't talk, but I'm giving my best impression of what I believe he'd sound like.
Are you going to reveal the secret to your herbs and spices? What?
I'm already alligator.
Calm down, Colonel.
I'm getting the southern swamp, brother.
Have a seat. Okay.
Okay, brother.
So.
Or should I say mother?
Tell your children not to walk this way.
Mother.
Mother.
I'm a sister's brother, mother.
There's also always time for a dancing break.
Yeah,
so.
Dance fight.
There's that dance fight.
There was a dance fight, but now I'm imagining a dance
like back
fight.
In the, like, Sharks and Jets? Are we gonna...
What? Sharks and Jets? What are we talking about anymore? What is this talk...
Oh, do you prefer Newsies?
What is this talk devolved into? We spent, like, the last 10 minutes not even talking about Willy's
that's
Wonderland.
That's okay. That's okay. We're allowed to
Willy's Wonderland.
Talk about whatever we want.
What do you give it? Score from 1 to 10.
I two snaps and a twist. I would say...
Come on, mother. Avenge guests with me.
I would give it a 7. I would give it... I mean... I would say out of...
Are we forgetting the hilarious scene at the end where they run over Tito Turtle and his last words are, oh,
I liked it, and I feel like we're gonna get into an argument, and that's okay. I definitely liked it more than Banana Splits.
Oh, that was gonna be my other question.
Anything...
Hey, don't you dare say anything's better than Banana Splits. For me, this and Banana Splits are equal. Mainly because I like the killers equally and I like their kills equally. I would say Willy's Wonderland is funnier than the Banana Splits. I will give them that. And I think the set's a lot cooler.
I think, for me, which I believe, hopefully I'm not misspeaking, I'm super tired. I believe that the original Banana Splits was a Sid and yes. Marty Krofft.
It was a Hanna-Barbera show in, like, 1970 from 1972.
No, but I think it was Sid and Marty Krofft.
Well, it was
who
made
also
by
did,
Hanna-Barbera, and they made it a horror movie. A, because the FNAF movie script was still in the works, so they had to give the rights to someone to make an animatronic killer horror movie.
If they wanted to make my dreams come true, they could take, like, my old school, all-time favorite child's entertainment.
You're talking about the scene with that creepy bird lady?
H.R. Puffin stuff? Was my jam.
I thought you were talking about the zoo people.
And that
was
wasn't...
that bird lady who you said terrified you? The lady in the bird costume and, like, the beaver guy?
Whoa, what?
You don't remember, like, zoology or something? Is this the zoo troop? Was it the zoo troop?
What is the zoo troop?
Okay, fine. Fine. Okay, just... Okay, I give it, I'd probably give this like an 8 or 9. Same with the Banana Splits, like an 8 or 9. I can't choose right now because I like them both equally.
Okay.
And that's all we really have left to say.
No, I mean,
that's all I really have left to say. I already didn't. You already heard my Rambo
impression.
He's
like, mic drop, I'm out, no more.
Okay,
no
one
more.
Last Rambo impression.
I think it's worth watching. I think it was fun. That's pretty
it's
much how
fun.
I can sum
very
it up.
Fun.
It was fun.
Very fun.
Very fun. I think that all the kids that broke into the place to burn it down, I think they all died too close together. Like, it was all, like, one big scene that took 5-10 minutes
to
where
honest,
they all died.
I don't
died.
Think any of them were given names. Except maybe
I think
the
they
dude
were.
Who gets his neck snapped by the chameleon. None of them got names.
I just think there was a lot of missed opportunity.
Once. I don't remember their names. I never heard the other friends' names once. All I remember them as are idiots who died in different ways. Like most horror victims, you don't remember.
It felt, I don't know. I feel like they went out too close in proximity. There was a couple that were killed in, like, pairs. The girl with the freaking leopard jacket that was involved in the one scene with the boy, I really, really, really would have liked to see her die, like, a really violent solo death.
Every chick involved with an inappropriate scene in a horror movie, you want to see die violently.
But I thought we were going to, because we saw the alligator start to eat the boyfriend's arm and, like, chew him up, and then she was trying to get out the door.
Digging into his chest, and then you hear her scream out. Well, to be fair, the aftermath's gross. Her parts are everywhere. She's she's a stinking puddle.
I mean,
hey, I said I'd avenge Gus, not how I'd avenge Gus. Mother.
Mother.
Avenged Gus, my brother, mother. Gus, but you're still dead? No. Well, I'm dead too. So I'm in the afterlife with you now, brother.
Whenever I'm going to rewatch this movie, now I'm just going to imagine Artie with that voice. Because he doesn't talk, he just roars. Which, missed opportunity to give him. I mean, if you have Tito Turtle who just talks Spanish. Where was the chance to give the alligator talking a southern swamp person
it's
accent?
It's the medulla oblongata. I do.
Woohoo!
Okay, so I did take notes. Let's see. As always, there is a quote.
Yep.
The girl who goes with her friends to burn the place down, they're like, yeah, woo, we're gonna go burn it down. And she's, like, really serious and is like, calm down. It's a mission, not a field trip. But is it a mission, really? Because
we're teens on a mission. All of us but one are gonna die, two of which in a completely cliched way.
Spoiler a jerk. No matter the
I am not a spoiler a jerk.
Spoiler alert.
I spoil movies for myself. I don't spoil them for other people.
I'm gonna spoiler a jerk right now. Despite the 9 full cans of gasoline they dumped all over the outside and inside of that building.
Right, they never burned
no
it down.
No one burned it down.
It might have gone with the car explosion at the end with Sally.
Missed opportunity. That's what
it's
I say.
Not Sally, it's Sarah. Dang it.
The sheriff.
He was in 2 scenes and died.
The sheriff? The lady.
I thought you were talking about the dude that dies at the end.
No, that was like a deputy. No, the sheriff, the woman.
Deputy's more important than the sheriff, right? He's like the mayor of the town. He's the richest there, clearly.
Oh, that guy. No, I'm talking about the cop, the sheriff, the woman.
Okay. Yeah, gets cut in half by Willie.
One
swipe to the side.
I was so excited the second I saw her come on screen that my brain, every time I saw her in the movie, was so distracted because all I wanted to hear her say was, sometimes I doubt your commitment to sparkle motion. Oh, I doubt my own commitment to sparkle motion.
Okay, let's try that on for size. When Willie magically appears behind her and she turns around and looks at him, she says, I sometimes don't believe your commitment to sparkle motions, and then gets cut in half.
Yes.
That would be better.
Yes, absolutely.
Boo.
There is one of the fairy, Siren Sarah.
Terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Terrifying. Tito Turtle, hilarious.
Hers is terrifying because she's not in an animatronic suit. There's no, like, costume she's wearing. It's actually a person with just this enormous, like, head mask blended on.
Yeah.
So her movements are super
freaky. She's more human-like, which makes her the more uncanny, which makes her the more creepy.
And then Nicolas Cage gets her down on the ground. He's handcuffed because they handcuffed him and left him in there to die. And then went outside to, like, wait until it was over. He gets down on the ground and, like, he thinks he kills
her,
but he crushes her, with his thighs.
Yeah.
So, move over.
You got caged, Sarah.
move over Suzanne Summers. Enter the new Thigh Master.
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage. Hunter.
On the men's room, because you know there's always that one weird thing that I have to see and point out, like, bullet bra grannies?
Not bullet bra grannies again.
When he goes into the men's room to clean it in the beginning, you see the little sign that says men, and it usually has, like, a blue stick figure of a boy, and the girls has a dress on.
It's a girl, isn't it?
No, it's a boy, but it's green, and it's a stick figure, but it's like doing the potty dance where he's like one leg's like to the side and the arms are down in front of the groin. And it's like, I gotta go. So the men's room sign is doing the potty dance. I thought that was a cute little thing. When Nicolas Cage does get injured on the face, instead of searching for, antiseptic, a Band-Aid, some gauze, rips off a piece of duct tape and slaps it on tape. The real man's Band-Aid.
Duct tape is magic. We learned this from Steven Universe. Duct tape is magic.
Is it?
They use it to close up this janitor. Like infinite magic portal.
I don't know if it was how excited he was to find the pinball machine, but it was covered when he found it. Yeah. He very aggressively yeeted that cover off. It like smacked pots and pans behind him. He was into it. I don't know. Yeah. I think,
that's it.
I think it was worth watching. I think it's a fun watch. I think it's good for like a horror comedy. Definitely one of the better like animatronic horror type movies.
Well, there's only like two of them.
They took kind of an offbeat, like comedic approach to it. Yeah, I thought it was.
You sticking with a 7 out of 10? I'm sticking with an 8 to 9.
I might give it a 6.5, just because I don't know.
Why are you being so cruel? Gus died in Artie's arms, and this is how you treat this film.
He did not die in Artie's arms.
I told you that's how the scene plays out. There's the deleted scene. Gus dies in Artie's arms and he drops on his knees.
And Artie looks down at him with one tear rolling down his face and says, "I wish I knew how to quit you."
I will avenge you, brother.
Good watch, fun watch. I'm only gonna drop it to a 6.5 because I don't know how eager I am to watch it again.
Okay.
Like, normally, if I see a movie and I really like it, it wasn't one of those ones where I was like, oh my gosh, no, it's over, I need more. It felt appropriate, okay, timeline-wise. It did feel weird that the girl who had already had, like, some horrific experience being kidnapped by this sheriff and not
kidnapped, she was taken in.
She was taken after the sheriff knowingly sent her parents in to be murdered.
Well, she didn't know the daughter would be alive, and after seeing her, she was like, oh,
but then she stands there in the parking lot, and here's Cage with his rad sunglasses and his bitching Camaro. I think it was a Camaro. I'm pretty sure it was douchebaggy car.
Whoa, okay, that was too far.
I'm pretty sure it was a Camaro. And he's just standing there, and then the girl's standing there in the parking lot, and she's all bloody and been through it because she fought Tito Turtle in the middle of the streets. Yeah, fought him in the streets.
Yeah, hit him in caught the yards with a gun.
She caught him outside. How about that? She's just standing there. And they look at each other. And then he looks away.
In the car with them and they just drive off.
He opens his punch and gives it to her. And
they run over Tito Turtle as he's dying, as the last words that close out the movie. Oh, poop. What?
Yeah.
So that's all we really have to say.
And that was pretty much it.
And that was it. But before we
press... It's your birthday. No. Hey. And we want you to have fun.
If it is your birthday, everyone, anyone who's watching this and it is your birthday...
It's your birthday.
Gonna avenge my brother, guess. Brother.
And as always, everyone, remember...
Walrus is forever!
Well, I was going to say you can't cheat trash, because I thought that's the weird thing that you had agreed on last time, but I guess...
Walrus is forever!
That felt a little Arnold. Maria! Get to the chopper!
Someone moved in the pool!
Everybody get down!
We have
Terminator for the original DLC pack.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we do... Oh my gosh. So we can do Terminator versus RoboCop and Terminator versus Rambo. And
Arnold
Rambo
versus Stallone? Schwarzenegger versus Stallone? Epic.
Arnold versus RoboCop? Or
I would Arnold rather see... Rambo. No, screw Terminator. If I want to see Stallone as Rambo go up against Arnold, I want to see him go up against Arnold as Conan the Barbarian. Yes!
Or that really overworked dad from that Christmas movie.
From Jingle All
the Way. Ta-ta! Rambo, like... Rambo
What's
like,
the
shoot.
Toy?
Rambo shoots him with an arrow and he gets impaled on a tree and Rambo walks away and he's like...
No.
Ta-ta, Turbo Man.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta, Turbo Man.
No,
a grenade
he's just kindergarten cop versus Rambo. It's not a tumor.
Arnold from Predator versus Rambo would be better because they're both survivalists there.
Oh, that would be good. That would be good.
And Terminator versus RoboCop's the only fair way I think Arnold can fight another robot. I don't know. I don't know RoboCop's power level.
Well, I mean, he's part robo, part cop. So, you know.
So as he like rips out his human part mouth, he's just going to be machine.
I'm pretty sure then he would die. I don't know if he has a heart. Does he have a human heart or a robot heart?
I don't know.
What parts of him are human?
Why are you asking me about RoboCop
is
war?
His
I haven't
brain,
seen it.
Is his brain human?
Oh, we're done here. We're done here. We're
is
done
his
here.
Brain human?
Or... It's your birthday.
I have serious questions.
No one cares. It's Willy's Wonderland review. We're done talking about Willy's Wonderland. Therefore, the review's done.
All right. Review is done. Episode 2 is a wrap. Thank you
and
all.
And remember, everyone, watch all the trashy low-budget horror movies you can to revive me and my brother, Gus. Revive brother Gus. Maybe my mother. Maybe my mother, Cammy Chameleon. Maybe we're related. I don't know. Revive Gus. Revive Gus! Save Gus! I'm on the alligator!
I am going to include, hopefully, I think I can put an email address here in the bio for this episode, for our channel in general. I'm going to drop my email address in there. We would love for you guys to reach out to us, give us any suggestions. If there is a movie you would like for us to watch or review, we would love suggestions. We're all for a big list. Put them in a hat. Pull them out. If there's any topics you think we should cover, anything that might be fun, whatever you want from us. If you just want to reach out and cackle, come cackle. And that email address is audkathleen@gmail.com. We look forward to interacting with you guys and
virtual tacos.
It's raining tacos
from out of the sky.
Tacos.
No need to ask why Artie can't enjoy it because his brother died.
Yum, it's yum, yummy, tacos. Yum, yum.
Artie is having a mental breakdown in the street. He ain't. Because Gus died when he was on his knees.
Whoa, that escalated quickly. All right, everybody. Remember to come back and cackle real soon. Bye.